The following program contains views and opinions which are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. We're going to talk about what was, what is, and what will be. Huh, how'd we get there? Can't tell you. Also, Johnny Hill, Men of God Moving, menofgodmoving.com, is in the house with his son. We're going to have a father and son and a radio host discussion, kinda. And then one thing to always hold on to, everything comes out of a right relationship.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Now, you can tell me that they don't all apply, but you know they do. Sometimes you got to survive it. Sometimes you're doing a little bit better and you're living it. And every once in a while, you're prevailing. That's a good thing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. We'll see. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 972-445-0770. The magic words, trivia for a prize. Ha ha ha. I haven't told you what it is yet, but I'm just telling you ahead of time. You are also welcome to call with any praise reports or any prayer requests. Remember, it's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. First and foremost, out of the gate, we want to give big props and thanks to our good friend, Jamie Blumenthal. Money, money, money. That was it? Yeah, that was the right one. It was so short, though. That's better. All right. His wonderful wife, Nancy, retirement strategies and solutions. Pretty simple stuff. Retire the right way. Sure, it's simple. That's why you and I look and they say something about taxes, 401ks, retirement, and you look at it and you go, is soccer on? Because we don't really want to try and figure it out because we're just looking at it. Bottom line, they're saying plan right, retire the right way, retiretherightway.com. If you want to talk to somebody at no cost about where you're at and where you're trying to get to, then you want to get in touch with Jamie Blumenthal. Here's the thing. Besides the fact that he's got a book that he's going to give you because he wrote a book and it's a cool book, although because he wrote it, you know he gets the stuff more than we do, he wants to be able to communicate with you at least your options. And if you make a decision in those options and you decide, I need to work with somebody that's going to help keep my money safe, not being out there, you know, just, well, could I'm going to put all my money on number 16. It's like, you don't want to do that. You want to make sure that the retirement money is as safe as it can be. You want to touch base with Jamie. He'll sit down with you, talk with you. You can have a cup of coffee. He'll give you a book, so you get a book out of the deal. That's kind of nice. And he'll give you some ideas of where to head, and you might just figure out that this guy knows what he's talking about. That's a great idea. 800-287-1667. 800-287-1667. RetireTheRightWay.com. All right. Let me check in with Wonder Julie first and foremost so I can find out what happened with the situation at her house, because I don't forget these things. Okay, what happened?
I've got holes in my walls. I had to tiptoe through mounds of sheetrock out of the shower this morning, but it's all good.
Okay, so it's good. You're not having any problems. Nope. At this point, you weren't sleeping, and then the piping broke, and then the water just kind of all over you, right?
Nope. Everything's good. All right. So far.
Good to know.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm just checking with you, you know. We talk to one another about the things that we go through. She's got stuff going on at her house. She has issues with her yard, or at least the yard people. I have issues with the yard because I have to cut it. That's different entirely. Don't forget, if you want to, Facebook, David Spoon Media, the website, davidspoonmedia.com, and then our email, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. All right, so I've got Johnny in the studio. We're going to talk in just a little bit. You can say hi, though. You can say
hi. What's going on?
Hello, everybody.
All right, so he's there. We love having him on. You are the most appeared person in our 75 shows thus far.
Thank you, brother.
That's cool. Your son Angel is hanging out with us. You can say hi. You don't have to really come up with anything more than the word hi. Let's go.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good enough. All right. And so we're going to talk to them in a little bit. A couple things I want to get to first. And we do have a trivia question. Next segment, we're going to drop that trivia question for you. And then there'll be a chance to win a prize. The prize, by the way, is provided by menofgodmoving.com and by Johnny Hill. So we'll get to talk to that in a little bit. Before we get there, let's talk about an interesting element. This is out of the book Haggai. H-A-G-G-A-I. Now, there's some people that pronounce it Haggai. Others Haggai. I don't care. It's the one that has H-A-G-G-A-I, Haggai. Chapter 2, and in verse 3, it says this, "Who of you is left who saw the house in its former glory? How does it look to you now? Does it seem like nothing?" What happened is there was a rebuilding of the temple that took place for Israel. In the rebuilding of the temple, they started rebuild it, okay? So in the rebuilding part, guess what happens when you start to rebuild something? It doesn't always come off in the beginning stages as looking as good as the previous version, which is all polished and landscaped and looked nice. In fact, it's quite the opposite. Usually when you're in a construction process and you're rebuilding something that's been wiped out, it looks, kind of lousy. And so the question came up and says, who saw this before? It's not looking impressive right now, is it? This is an excellent principle for us to understand as God is working in our lives. God might have worked something in our lives, and let's say we had a temple going or whatever the case may be, and then some things happen, and it pops open, and it falls apart, and the palm trees fall down, if there's palm trees, and then the building falls to the side, and the fountains aren't working, and then the whole thing gets leveled. Oy, ay, 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 ay. But God says, you know what? It's time to rebuild this bad boy. Let's just rebuild it. And then when people look at the rebuilding process, it doesn't start off looking super duper fantastic. Now, let me point something out to you that's really, really important. Sometimes God allows something to get wiped out so it can be rebuilt better. That's a hard principle. You know, there's this idea that King David talked about being broken. Well, you know what broken is? It's when something breaks. So let's just use a flower vase. I bought my wife 52 flower vases for 52 weeks in a row the first year we were together, right? That's why I don't have any money. Okay, so if you drop one, one of the cheaper ones, it would break, right? Sometimes the Lord allows breaking so he can do the rebuilding. And when it breaks, doesn't look that good. Guess what? The Lord is a master builder. And he makes masterpieces. Just look at Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, where it says that we are his masterpiece. Wow. In verse 4 of that same text, it says this, "But now be strong, O Zerubbabel, declares the Lord. Be strong, O Joshua, the high priest. Be strong, all you people of the land, declares the Lord. And work, for I am with you, declares the Lord Almighty. This is what I covenanted with you when you came out of Egypt. My spirit remains among you. Do not fear." Here's what the Lord is saying. Yeah, maybe the rebuilding process doesn't look totally awesome, okay? Maybe it's it doesn't have the little highlight, you know, lights around it, like some of those really nice RVs that got the lights around the windows and stuff like that. Maybe that doesn't look that way quite yet. But be strong in the building process, for I am with you, the Lord says. My spirit is with you, the Lord says. Don't be afraid. It's a hard concept to look at something being rebuilt and not have a little fear going, boy, I hope this thing comes out okay. But you must remember that it's the Lord that does the building. In all that we can do, Paul himself, fantastic, wonderful man of God, all he could do is put the seed in. All Barnabas could do is water the seed. Neither one could make it grow. Only God can make it grow. So while there might be different people doing different things and different things going on, the bottom line is it ultimately comes down to the miracle power of God making something happen. That's it. Then in this particular text, which is really kind of cool, something amazing is said. In verse 9, it says, the glory of this present house will be greater than the glory of the former house, says the Lord Almighty. And in this place I will grant peace, declares the Lord Almighty. Not only is it something that doesn't look the way you think it's supposed to look, but it probably looks kind of yucky under construction, but it's going to be better than the old place. And get this, I'm even going to bring peace in the middle of this. For a biblical reference, this is the glory that Christ manifested in his ministry out of this temple. There was no greater glory than that. The Messiah was in it. I think that pretty much tops anything that was in the temple prior. God being in the temple. Oh, that's kind of cool. So don't get discouraged. Don't get down. Don't do any of that. Keep in mind, it might not look impressive now, but when the Lord's done, it's going to look fantastic. All right, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Taking a short break, then we'll come back. Don't go anywhere.
Just as I am, he reached down and saved me.
Real estate, it's a bear out there. You don't want to list your home for too little, and you don't want to buy a home for too much. You need the just right solution. You may be wondering what your house is worth and who can give you the service you deserve. If you're looking for a partner in your home sale, a person who will treat you and your home like family, then get in touch with Pam. There's a great deal of blood, sweat, and tears that went into your home. You should work with someone who understands and appreciates that. You should work with Pam. To call and talk to her is free. To have a consultation is free. To gain a partner in this venture is precious. Don't delay. Call Pam today. 817-505-5541 or visit theblessedrealtycompany.com.
This is an agent with some real common sense and zeal. She has a great attitude while also being very nice and friendly. Pamela has a great amount of experience and education, but more than that, she's just real.
Pam Melchione, 817-505-5541 or visit theblessedrealtycompany.com.
Trade tensions, stock market volatility. You don't want to go down the wrong path on anything, but especially involving your retirement. Retirement Strategies and Solutions with Jamie Blumenthal puts you on the right path so you can plan right, and retire the right way. Call Jamie at 800-287-1667 or go to retiretherightway.com for financial peace of mind, wisdom, and safety regarding your retirement. Are you getting older, retired, or retiring soon? Do you have an IRA or 401k? You want to make sure your retirement money is safe. Money in the stock market is unprotected from loss. Sake money or no-so money is protected. For a free copy of his book and a free get-together with no obligation, talk with Jamie. Call him at 800-287-1667 or go to retiretherightway.com. That's retiretherightway.com.
Wow, what a roof! It's time to bless it.
What?
we need to bless the roof.
You used the Blessed Roofing Company, didn't you? Oh, tell me you worked with John at the Blessed Roofing Company. Two things. One, it's in the name, the Blessed Roofing Company. Two, it's in the number, 469-BLESSED. That's 469-253-7732.
But anyone can put up a roof, can't they?
Can they? Oy vey. You want to walk underneath the roof that hasn't been blessed?
You first.
You need to talk with John at the Blessed Roofing Company. Whether it's roof repairs, a new roof, or inspections, call him at 469-BLESSED. Or go to theblessedroofingcompany.com. With the Blessed Roofing Company, you got it covered. Get it? Good.
Because reliability starts at the top.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. That wasn't me coughing. Just say, that was Johnny. I'm just telling on him. I don't care. Email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, website davidspoonmedia.com, Facebook David Spoon Media, YouTube David Spoon Media. There's other things with David Spoon Media. I just don't know what they are. Let's give a big shout out to our very good, not Hawaiian, but actually Italian friend, Pamela.
When love is king, when boy meets girl, here's what they say. When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's
Milky, oh no. That's right. I did all of that just for that. Isn't that hilarious? Pamela Milky, oh no, the Blessed Realty Company, theblessedrealtycompany.com. How do you remember the URLs? Okay, really? Theblessedrealtycompany.com. How many URLs do you think are out there like that? Not that many, right? Here, her phone number. Let's see if you remember this. 817-505-5541. Are you going to remember that before you remember the blessedrealtycompany.com? You see, the blessedrealtycompany.com is easier to remember because you're just thinking blessed. Wait, blessed realty. Wait, blessed realty company. Wait, the blessedrealtycompany.com. That's right, people. Radio is all about repetition. Just in case you're wondering. If you're looking to work with somebody in real estate who gets it, who's not sitting there trying to make an extra $2,000 or $3,000 so they can go on a little tour with the family, but you're looking at somebody who's committed to the process because they think what they do matters before the Lord, then you want to talk to Pamela. Obviously, it's no cost to talk with her. She'll tell you where it's at. Doesn't matter whether you're buying or selling or investing. None of that matters. You just want to talk to somebody who's in the game and understands what the rules are and what's working and what's not. Pamela Melchione, theblessedrealtycompany.com. Okay? All right. In the studio, as you know, our very own Johnny Hill. What's happening, brother?
What's going on, David?
menofgodmoving.com. That is your guys' URL. Their phone number, 817-707-7672. But menofgodmoving.com. I mean, that's a great URL.
Amen.
They are sponsoring our trivia giveaway. So I have in my hand, a trivia giveaway. And I'm going to ask Johnny right now. Question 1, 2, or 3. He is going to answer. It is a $25. Woo! Couldn't have done it without that. $25. I just get that so funny. $25 gift certificate. Question 1, 2, or 3. I'm not telling you what the questions are. I will read the question. The first person to call in will win. Remember, it's one win a month. One win a month. I'm going to put you on your honor system for that. I got 1, 2, and 3. Which question is it?
I would say question 2.
Question 2. Jesus healed 10 lepers. How many returned to thank him? Jesus healed 10 lepers. How many returned to thank him? If you know the answer to that question, you can call us, as soon as I find our phone number, 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. You can do anything you want, but you can't Google. That's the only thing. We already get a call. I didn't even finish talking. All right, somebody's already on the phone. You're going to have to wait now. So now we have to stall so that there's not dead air time. Okay, I can tell a lot of jokes, but I can't tell you the one that I told earlier because I'd get in a lot of trouble. Here we go. Telephone, telephone. This is David. Who am I talking to?
David, this is Roger.
Hi, Roger. How you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you.
All right, sir. Here we go. $25 opportunity here. This is from the Men of God Moving. It's a $25, it's a cashier's check, right? Wow, look at this. You can spend this on anything you want as long as they use regular finances. So anything you want. What, my friend, is the number? We had 10 people, 10 lepers that were healed. How many returned to thank Jesus?
Only one.
That is correct, sir. You are right, and you are a winner. Isn't that amazing, though? You had 10 lepers. They were all healed, and only one comes back to say thank you. That's amazing.
You thank all 10 when it came back.
Yeah, here's the thing that always got me about that. If you were healed, would you go? I would go back. I would say thank you. I mean, it wouldn't even take that much, right?
That's right.
But then the guy said, Jesus said, your faith has saved you. It's like he might have got a double healing there, right? That's kind of the cool part
That.
Very good job. All right, I'll have this set to the side for you. Get the information. You already got the information? No? Okay, so I need you to hang on to the phone so that Wonder Julie can get the phone, and then Johnny and I are going to blab for a while, but then she'll get your information. We'll get that sent out to you, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you. God bless you.
You too. Thank you, sir. All right, Johnny, what's happening? Thank you for doing that, by the way. That's very nice of Men of God to do that. Men of God Moving, menofgodmoving.com. See those promos, how those work. There you go. Talk to me, friend. How are you?
I am doing wonderful.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. You have your son here, so you got to be proud that you have your son here. And you guys have, we were talking a little bit about fatherhood and fatherhood. Easiest thing you've ever done, right? Just like going to Jack in the Box?
Not exactly.
No? What have you learned about fatherhood, Johnny?
Well, we've been given a responsibility to be accountable for teaching our children in accordance with the Word of God, and we will be held accountable on Judgment Day. So it's important that we follow God's Word. It's already been pre-prescribed for us, so we just simply have to follow it.
Now, Angel, you're 18, right, Angel? Is that right? 18?
Yes, sir, I'm 18.
Okay. So he keeps calling me sir. It worries me. is fatherhood, this is to Johnny, what you thought it would be, or has it manifested differently, and then does that affect how you see God's fatherhood to you?
Well, it's a lot funner than I expected, but I didn't, anticipate... some of the things that go wrong, I thought things would work out a little bit more perfect when I was younger. So it's a learning process. You know, it's a continual learning process and a continual process of going back to the Word of God, studying, and making sure that I'm in line so that I might be able to guide my sons.
Yeah, so it puts a responsibility on you for you to make sure you know what's right and what's wrong in order for you to communicate what's right and what's wrong.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Have you seen and yes, I know Father's Day has passed, people, so we're just relax. You don't just talk about fathers one day a year, okay? Especially because we pray to our Heavenly Father. Has your experience with your son and your daughter and family, has that changed how you understand how God operates with you?
Not really. I understand how God operates, but I expected my job to be a little easier. So oftentimes we become a little disappointed and disenfranchised with how we handle things. But that's a good thing, because we have to continue to look at ourselves and evaluate ourselves and be transparent and go back to the drawing board and simply go back to the Word of God. If we make a mistake, we can get back up and correct it. God is a forgiving God, and it's important that we do the same. So oftentimes we have a tendency to be a little judgmental as parents. We have short memories. We forget the issues that we had as children. But we have to try to remember that we weren't perfect, and we have to be as forgiving as our Father has forgiven to us.
It's amazing. It's kind of an interesting way that you said that, and it's amazing to me that, because I go through something similar with my, I have kids and grandkids, and I just go through the same thing. And then I sit there and I want to say so many things as a grandparent, but then, you're not supposed to do that, whatever the case may be. But I mean, you get to say certain things, but not everything. So the idea, though, is that when God is parenting, it's perfect. And when I'm parenting, it's not. So, I can't say that any simpler or any more. I can't say that any better. But that therein lies the place of grace, that God helps me in my parenting, in spite of my stupidity. He still helps me, do that, even by showing me things about the kids, praying for the kids in ways they don't even know. Absolutely. I mean, I pray for my kids. I one thing I have absolutely figured out is I pray for my kids in things they don't even know about. Do you find that to be true?
Absolutely.
Isn't that weird?
It is.
Is it me? It's like bizarre. It's like, so you know the Father. It's like, they don't even know this is going on. I'm going to have intercession here take place through the Holy Spirit. I mean, it's that kind of thing.
What I've noticed is sometimes you deal with an issue and you're not called to bring it to the forefront. You're simply called to pray about it.
That's right.
You don't edify sometimes if you criticize. Your critical behavior sometimes does more damage. And so it's a learning process for the parent to be able to step away from the situation and 100% put the Word of God to the test by relying on it.
Wow. All right, we're going to take a short break and come back, talk more. Angel gets a say in this too, You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Most of my life, it feels like I've been running.
It's incredible. And it's never been done before. And you can be the first person in your neighborhood to win.
What is it?
It's a contest.
How do I play?
It's simple. And there's three ways to win. You can go to Facebook, type in David Spoon Media. And on any Facebook post, type in the word Jesus in the comment section. And it's free. You can also send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com and write the word Jesus in the subject line. Or you can go to YouTube and give a comment on any video, but you have to use the word Jesus. This is your chance to win, and it's free.
What do I win?
You can win 100 thank yous right on air. It's incredible. It's unbelievable, but it's only for a limited time. Enter now. Here's a taste. Thank you for listening to the David Spoon Experience.
You may be from a Baptist background, a Pentecostal background, a non-denominational background. David Spoon has that too. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, then give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
Dr. Robert Jeffress on Hell.
I had a lady one time, we did a Q&A session in our church. We call Ask the Pastor. Usually I know what they're going to ask, but this lady raised her hand and she said, Pastor, if a woman is pregnant at the rapture, does that mean she will be pregnant throughout eternity? And I paused for a second and I said, yes, It's called hell.
That's brutal.
There are some unanswered questions about all of this, but I do think we're going to know one another.
The David Spoon Experience.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Are you driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. It slices, it dices, it cleans up dirty spots, lickety-split, and makes julienne fries. And right now, for a tremendous discount, you can have a Commercial Whammy too. All you need to do is call KAAM or send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, and bam! You have your own Commercial Whammy before you know it. Call now and you can get a second Commercial Whammy for half the price. That's right. Call now for your very own Commercial Whammy. 972-445-1700 or email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Don't delay. Call today. Operators are standing by.
If Jesus was like me.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. That's right. See, I got that more firm thing going on. I got that really far away, right? From the mountains. Yes. In Texas. Versus in Texas. You know, that doesn't sound right when we do it that way. This segment brought to you by our very good friend,
Big John.
All right, so now watch this close connection. Notice how we just did the Blessed Realty Company? Now watch this URL when we talk about John. John's company is called the Blessed Roofing Company. You getting a close connection here, people? Do you see wedding bells down the road? I know I do. Here's the bottom line. John is in charge of the Blessed Roofing Company. Pamela in charge of the Blessed Realty Company. They are going to be getting married. You have to love stuff like this. So if you've got a roof issue, now here's the thing with John. He does have a pretty cool phone number. 469-BLESSED. Okay, that is cool. 469-BLESSED. You have to like that. That's a good number. Bottom line is he does free inspections. So you had the rains come and you had the winds howling and they were up to like 71 miles an hour by our house, which I thought was pretty high. The bottom line to that process is that they will do a free inspection through the Blessed Roofing Company to see if you need roof replacement or roof repair. Most of the time it's no money out of pocket, but there's no scamming. Because a lot of roof companies do some scammy work, which is not cool. Not a cool thing to do, especially if you're a Christian. You don't want to be a part of that. You want somebody who's going to say, this is what it is, this is what you get, this is what you don't get, and just be straightforward about it. And that's what John is committed to. TheBlessedRoofingCompany.com. If you go visit him at his office, he will give you a free snow cone because he owns the snow cone company right next to it. I think it's called the Heavenly Snow Cone Company. I got to figure that out. But the bottom line is I get to see him tomorrow and say hello. If you are looking for a free inspection, call him. 469-BLESSED. 469-BLESSED. Keep it simple. If you don't need any work, he'll tell you. And if you do, he'll tell you. But get that answer so you can know what's going on. Okay? Okay. It's all right. People out there thinking, what happened to him? I was dropped on my head. And then I told the story to Wonder Julie. I also fell on my head from 12 feet up in the sky, right down on my head. In fact, last night I hit my head on the corner of a shelf. I just remembering that. And my wife just said, there's no damage. I didn't know if that was an insult or not. Hanging out with Johnny Hill, hanging out with his son Angel. Here's what we're talking about. Men of God Moving, menofgodmoving.com. What Johnny does, he comes in and people are like, well, why do you have Johnny come in? What goes on there? The Lord put us together through a phone call. I think I left a message with your wife, I think is kind of how that
Yes, you did.
Okay.
Yes.
And for whatever reason, as soon as we connected, I just knew the Lord said, pursue this. And I'm like, well, pursue this is what's going to happen. And the Lord just pursue it. And this is now your fifth time being here. And we would both say it's from the Lord.
Because
we met like three times prior, didn't we, for coffee?
Yes, we did.
That's cool. So. All right. Let's get into a couple things. I want to make sure, you know, from a business point of view, things are sort of copacetic. Men of God moving, going good? What's going? Has it happened? Are things going well?
Very busy this time of the year.
Good.
Summertime.
Okay.
Doing a lot of retirement home moves.
Okay.
And ministering. And hopefully soon we'll start preaching.
Okay.
On Sundays at these retirement homes. So
God, that's a fascinating opening door, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. God has kept us really busy being about his work.
Good. I'm really glad to hear that.
Amen.
All right. People can get in touch with you, 817-707-7672. You can go to Facebook, you type in Facebook, Men of God Moving, Christian Movers, or Men of God. If you put in Men of God Moving, I think it just pops up.
Men of God Moving,
right?
Facebook.
Okay. I think that's true on Google too, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Just put in Google, Men of God Moving, or anything like that. All right, let's talk a little bit about you guys and the family dynamic. So Angel is 18 years of age. He's just graduated, which is a big congratulations for you. And he's getting ready to go to college in, what is it, 2 months, 3 months, 2 months? How long are you going?
2 months.
In 2 months. And you're going, sir. What college are you going to?
I'm going to Babson College.
Okay. Are you going for anything in particular, degree?
I'm just studying business and finance.
Okay.
And a little bit of engineering on the side.
A little bit of engineering. It's like, I'm just going to do a molecular science on the side. I mean, it's like, you know, it's like, that's a big deal. Do you have, and this is tough to ask somebody your age, and I'm not trying to put you on the spot. So if you don't, just say I don't. But do you have like a vision that you look at your life and 10 years from now you see, you know what I'm saying? Do you see anything, or it's just like, I'm not there yet. It's like the college thing first, Dave. I got to handle that first.
Well, my end goal is to become an entrepreneur, kind of like my dad is with Men of God Moving.
And, wow. Wow. You're going to have a lot of opportunity. Any particular field, or just anything you like in particular, or you haven't figured that out yet, or just want to be the guy that's kind of coordinating it?
Preferably in either finance, real estate, or engineering.
Wow.
Like one of those three.
That's got to make you proud.
Absolutely. God has been gracious to our family.
Yeah. No, he has really been, he's really blessed you guys. Out of the things that you guys have encountered, I have a teaching that I'm going to do in a little bit, and it has to do with relationships, which is another one of those funny things. But out of that, you guys have had ups and downs, like every parent and child, I think, in the universe that I'm aware of. Okay. Now, even Jesus had his moments with his parents. Wasn't Jesus's fault. But even when he was 12 years old and he was at the temple, right? And then they left and they thought he was with them and they were like, hey, where'd you go? Hey. So it's everybody goes through this. Okay, that's just but in these things, have you learned, and I'll ask you first and then I'll ask Angel, and again, neither one of you have to answer, but have you learned about yourself going through the process of you in your position and your relationship with your son, have you learned about yourself things that you were like, I need to do that so much better? Oh my gosh. Like, have you like looked at it and just like had the Lord expose, I got to do that better?
Thanks for bringing that up, David. Grace. Grace is something that you constantly have to reevaluate. Even in Men of God Moving, we work with a lot of young men who are close to my son's age. So it's a constant process of having to reevaluate how I handle things. So with the rearing of my son, my other son, my daughter, and now working with these young men, I originally thought my ministry was with the moving, with the customer, the client. But the real ministry takes place with these young men. And so I've literally had to revamp who Johnny Hill was. And I had to learn how to mentor, how to disciple without being critical and without being a micromanager. And so with my son, I would say that I've learned a lot from working with those other young men that have helped me with my son.
You said an amazing statement. I hope people caught that you found out that while you thought it was for the customer, it really turned out to be with the people you're working with. And it just made me think in a split second, I wonder how much of the ministry of Jesus Christ in ministering to all the people, though, I wonder how much of that ministry really had to do with the pouring of himself into the 12, especially when he pulled them aside and would teach them privately how much he poured into them as the extension of himself versus just the public ministry. That'd be a great theological paper for somebody to write about. It's really good thinking. Angel, I'm not going to put you on the spot, but I'm going to ask you, do you feel like in the process you looked at yourself and thought, hey, I could do better here, or I've done really good here? I mean, do you evaluate and look at yourself at all, or is this now just becoming more evaluative because you're getting older and it's kind of getting to that point in life where you got to start looking at yourself?
More so recently, I have been evaluating myself in how I react to not necessarily my dad's criticism, but like him trying to guide me, and I have to understand that that's out of love and that he wants the best for me. And
I have to
react in a way that's Christ-like, and I have to apply it to myself as well. I have to listen to him and just understand that he's coming at me with all this stuff out of love.
Yeah. And unfortunately, we don't always communicate it and say it the best way. I mean, that's just the fact. I mean, it's just the reality check. But the fact that you are at least identifying that now and you're able to say, hey, I need to at least be aware that where this is coming from is not the place where it feels like it might come from. Does that make sense? It's coming from maybe a better place than it initially felt with or than I thought in the past. But that's a lot to do with maturity. So that just tells you you're making great steps. So that's a good thing, man. That's definitely a good thing. Wow, you guys are just, I mean, this, I love stuff like this. I find these are kingdom dynamics, folks. And why that's important is because you could be having this going on in your family. And you think, well, what does that got to do with like the teaching? This is the teaching. This is, if your idea of Christianity is Sunday and Wednesday nights, you need a brainwash, because the bottom line is Christianity is every single day. It's every day engaging with the Lord, trying to be aware that he's an ever-present, ever-directing Father. And he's trying to help us reflect the image of Christ glory by glory, which is step by step, victory by victory, which means it doesn't all happen at once. It happens in stages, and it happens as you go through different spurts. And when we're hearing about a dad and a son and their engagement, it applies to us and how we engage with other people. What we should be doing is everybody in the audience should be going to pray for this family, that the Lord blesses their union and that everything they do for the glory of God as they grow together. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Taking a short break, then coming back. Don't go anywhere.
One of the most frustrating experiences a person can go through is having body pain. It's also difficult to watch one of your loved ones go through that same type of pain. Since we moved to Texas, my wife has quite a bit of bodily pain. Knowing that my wife is getting better because she's going to Dr. Brandon Brown, now that's a true blessing. I share with you my recommendation for Dr. B. Go to his website at drbrandonbrown.com or call him at his office, 972-454-9362. I've entrusted him with the care of my wife, and I'm confident that any person who listens to our radio show will get the same type of quality service. And by the way, it's Migraine Awareness Month, and that pain in your head could be from your back. Get in touch with Dr. B and find out. Go to his website at drbrandonbrown.com or call him at his office, 972-454-9362.
Who is David Spoon? I have no idea. People have asked me about the David Spoon Experience. They wanted to know what I thought of him. Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him, and here's what I know. He was born and raised Jewish, and after intense drug use, became a Christian. He has three children and almost five grandchildren. He has three separate ordinations from three different denominations, and a summa cum laude for his BA degree in ministry and leadership, as well as a master's degree of theology studies. He has a weird sense of humor and talks a lot.
It's not a dissolver that will take stuff off. It's spot on, not spot off.
If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. And those big ears really don't help him. But would they enjoy his perspective on life, culture, politics, food, sports, local and national news? I don't know. I guess people were going to have to listen to find out. The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on 770 KAAM.
A big portion of being guided is asking, prayer, when you're praying with people, fellowship amongst other people can lead you to guidance. It's happened on more than one occasion for me. Counsel is obviously very good, both spiritual and not necessarily biblical. Also, practical counsel is good. Circumstances often speak to us and give us guidance. Open doors, or for that fact, closed doors. We know his word gives us guidance. We know in 2 Corinthians 2:13 and 14, Paul said that he used peace of mind as an aspect of guidance. These are all the Holy Spirit leading and guiding us is, of course, the number one element for guidance is to be led by the Spirit, right? These are all hugely important.
The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
You're here when I need you the most, when I need you the most. I never need to look for you, Lord.
To the David Spoon Experience, thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. A couple things to tell you, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, website davidspoonmedia.com, Facebook David Spoon Media, YouTube David Spoon Media. You can get on top of your roof and go, hey, David, I probably won't hear you, but if you want a nice view from your roof, I guess you can probably do that. Not a big deal. Tomorrow, I do have a special teaching that's going to take place, plus our trivia. We got that going on, and it is kind of a pretty cool teaching. I mean, I don't often tell you that. Going to be all teach, and hopefully it'll be a blessing for you. Don't forget Dr. Brandon Brown. My wife was there today at the Specific Chiropractic Center. Dr. B. Dr. B. The Flight of the Bumblebee. B. B. Dr. B. Dr. Brandon Brown. Dr. Brandon Brown. .com. DR for doctor, drbrandonbrown.com. He is Cairo extraordinaire. You know, if I'm letting my wife go there, I have a lot of confidence because my wife is my bestest, bestest, and the bestest, bestest of all humanity. Sorry, of all humanity. That's how I say that. And so if she's going there at my recommendation, you got to know how I feel about something, right? Okay, cool. Okay, so we've had a great time talking with Johnny Hill and with his son, Andrew. You guys did a great job. I got to take over and do this teaching. This is a really important teaching. This comes out of, where'd it go? It comes out of, where'd my teaching go? There it is, Matthew chapter 3, verse 16 through 17 says this. Now, this is going to fly in the face of some things you may have heard in the past. My goal is not to be controversial. It's not to be, weird. That's just who I am. That's the flavor God made me. But it is to make a point that is crucial. It says this, as soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, this is my son whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Now, for those that don't know, this is the baptism that Jesus had and the baptism of the Holy Spirit that took place for Jesus. It's not rocket science. There's no theological arguments here. Nobody's having a hard time yet till you hear what I'm going to say. The person that saw the Spirit of God, most people recognize that's John the Baptist seeing the Spirit of God descending on the Son of God. Okay, no, that's not a big deal. You could argue that a little, but it's not worth it. What's interesting here is what the Father says. This is my Son whom I love. With him I am well pleased. So there's a couple of designations that come out of this. Number one, this is my Son. It's funny because I did not plan it. This is part of my notes. I already had them. I've got folders full of notes. These were the ones I pulled out today before I knew that Johnny was coming with his son. So there was no premeditation here. It's only just these notes here in my other stuff. And so here's God talking about his son, and you can tell there is, it's not that it's a pride, but it's a certainly a moment, an honorary moment where he goes, "This is my son." I mean, it's a great presentation. Just what Johnny did when they walked into the studio or when they walked into the building. "This is my son whom I love." It's great definition. It's like wonderful. How is that not terrific? Just right there. Just like, oh, that's cool. Here's where it's going to get sticky for you. "This is my son whom I love. With him I am well pleased." Now, I'm the guy that sits there and thinks, John was baptizing all these people, okay? And there were some good people and there were some bad people. And some people were repenting. Some people had more to repent of. And then Jesus gets there, and we know Jesus, born of Mary, born of the Holy Spirit, not partly human and partly God, because that doesn't make any sense. He was God because the life influence was God. He was put in a womb that's all human, not partly human. It's not like a robot. It's not like this. It's like all God, all human. Why is that important? Because no other person can then be the mediator between God and man, except for somebody who is God and man. Nobody can go in between. You can't be partly human and then partly God and be an in-betweener between humans and divinity. He says he can't do that. It doesn't make any sense at all. In fact, it would make him kind of a third party to the whole thing. But he's fully God, fully man. There's no theology problem here, by the way, yet. And he's the only one. He's the only mediator. He can fully represent man, being a man, fully represent God, being God. Oh, that's cool, right? Yeah. You know, it's not a huge marvel or anything like that. But here's the part I have a hard time with. Not a hard time, it's just where I'm going to go with it. "With him I am well pleased." Now, in the Greek, the phrase "well pleased" means I have an enduring pleasure. I am very pleased. So I'm going to ask you a question, then challenge you. What was God pleased with? And you would say, typically, well, you know, he was baptized. He was listening in baptism. But the problem with that is that one dunk underwater does not necessitate the Greek word, well, the phrase "well pleased." It's just one act. In fact, the "well pleased" means the body of work is what is well pleasing. Well, what's the body of work that Jesus had before he was baptized? His relationship with the Father. There was nothing else outstanding that Jesus had that you see through Scripture other than his connection to the Father. He might have been well pleased that he went to the temple and told those guys, "Yeah, you don't know what you're talking about." He might have been well pleased that Jesus was obedient to his parents after that experience. He might have been with all those things. But one thing we know for sure is Jesus knew what he was doing. And you get that at age 12 because he said, "I'm about my Father's business." He knows what the connection is. He knows what he's doing. He knows what he's going for. But the relationship that Jesus had with the Father does not just go from his beginning up to this baptism, but takes place from this baptism all the way through his ministry, because Jesus says, "What the Father says, that's what I tell you. What the Father tells me to do, that's what I'm doing." And it's all about that connection. And oh, by the way, where did Jesus go to get his strength renewed? By himself, into the mountains to pray and spend time with the Father. So that right relationship that Jesus had gave birth to right ministry. And you can't have right ministry when you don't have the right relationship with the Father. Now, does that mean that your relationship with other human beings has to be perfect? Nope. Does that mean that your relationship with the Father will be perfect? Probably not. But it does mean that Jesus's was perfect, and it was a perfect way to illustrate to us how we ought to be functioning in ministry. That right relationship has to be at the beginning in order for the right fruit to come forward. You can't be disconnected from the head and serve the body. I can't make any illustration any clearer. You can't be a growth on the arm that gets cut off and thrown to the side and then say, I'm ministering to the body. I don't think so. You got to be connected to the head. And there are some of you out there that know you need to be better connected to the Lord. I'm not trying to give you a hard time saying, spend this amount of time in prayer and this amount of time in Bible. I am trying to give you a hard time about this. Increase your awareness of God. Because what we'll do is, if we can get God on Sunday and Wednesday nights and we can fit him in our budget, that works out great. And see, but that's not a relationship. That's a chore. A relationship is living, breathing. It's organic. And sometimes the Lord may speak to you in the morning. Sometimes the Lord will speak to you in the evening. Sometimes he won't speak to you at all. Sometimes you go outside, look up to the stars, and you can tell God is real. Sometimes I would go to the beach and look at the water and go, come on, right? Other times I'd go out to the water and go, too much traffic. Everything is different. It's dynamic. But a right relationship gives birth to right ministry. Everything that pleases the Father comes out of that. You know that one little tag I do on some of the commercials? What's it all about? Fellowship with God. The one thing you're going to take into eternity, it's not going to be your genius. It's not going to be your praying for people. You're going to take the relationship you have with the Father into eternity. Because you're going to keep that one going. That's never going to stop. You see what I'm saying? Get it? Got it? Keep it. Hold on to it. Use it. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a 23-hour break. Then we're going to come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
Views and opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of its participants and do not necessarily reflect those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.